Part 4. You'll hear a radio interview with an actor called Michael Blaine. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
In the studio today, we have Michael Blaine, one of Britain's most experienced actors, with over 4 decades of screen success. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
Now, why haven't we seen much of you on screen recently?
That's out of choice. You see, I'm now in a position to pick and choose the roles I accept. And if the right ones don't come along, I prefer not to take them on at all.
What makes a role right for you?
It's not the money any longer, thank goodness. It's more to do with the freshness of the role. I mean, if I consider the role to be stale, the type that we've seen on screen over and over again, I'll reject it. If, on the other hand, it's fresh and challenging, I think it over seriously.
Do you want to know who is going to be in the film before you make your decision?
That's obviously important, but my decision is mainly based on the role itself.
What about playing alongside younger, more inexperienced actors? Do you tend to get angry if they don't get it right quickly?
There are some older actors who do tend to lose their temper. But what you must remember is that the success of a film is based on cooperation. So I'd rather give a younger actor guidance than criticism. It's far better to feel tired after a day's filming because you've been helping someone than it is to feel exhausted because you've become frustrated.
Obviously, you haven't always been able to pick and choose your roles. How difficult was it for you when you were starting your career?
It might sound strange, but being English and male didn't help. Just like today, Hollywood set the standard, and male actors from England were mainly considered for more sensitive roles, not the all-action ones that have made many male American actors famous.
But in some of your early films, you played characters who spread fear, didn't you?
I was one of the first. An exception to the rule, if you like. Luckily, I was pretty successful.
Talking about success, what do you think makes a film successful?
It's always great to be acknowledged by your fellow actors, get awards, and see the film attracting huge audiences. But that's not everything. I think that if you can honestly say the whole cast and director work together to produce something special, something out of the ordinary, then box office success becomes secondary.
And of course, expressing emotion effectively helps make a film special. Has this become easier as you've got older?
Not really. I mean, when I've got to feel sad or cry in a film, all I have to do is recall a memory. It's the same one I've used for years. I can't tell you about it because it would stop me using it again. I nearly started then.
We've had some emails requesting me to ask you about your favourite role. Can you tell us?
I'm not sure I can answer that specific question. There have been scenes I have particularly enjoyed. Actually, I've thought about this several times, and I've reached the conclusion that my best acting moments have come when I've been playing opposite an actor I have had a chemistry with. You know, someone who inspires you and whom you inspire. In those cases, everything comes naturally. Unfortunately, they're rare, but when they happen, they're tremendously rewarding.
Would you say you've accomplished all your goals in acting?
I don't think I began my acting career with any specific goals, and I still don't have any. The excitement of becoming an actor, getting roles I wanted, and having the critics be kind to me on most occasions have been enough to satisfy me. I suppose I've approached acting with a one-step-at-a-time strategy, which for me has turned out to be the right one.
What about directing?
I've thought about it, but I've always felt that my place is in front of the camera, and that's the way it'll stay until I can't do it any longer.
Thank you very much for your time.
Now you'll hear part four again.
In the studio today, we have Michael Blaine, one of Britain's most experienced actors, with over four decades of screen success. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
Now, why haven't we seen much of you on screen recently?
That's out of choice. You see, I'm now in a position to pick and choose the roles I accept. And if the right ones don't come along, I prefer not to take them on at all.
What makes a role right for you?
It's not the money any longer, thank goodness. It's more to do with the freshness of the role. I mean, if I consider the role to be stale, the type that we've seen on screen over and over again, I'll reject it. If, on the other hand, it's fresh and challenging, I think it over seriously.
Do you want to know who is going to be in the film before you make your decision?
That's obviously important, but my decision is mainly based on the role itself.
What about playing alongside younger, more inexperienced actors? Do you tend to get angry if they don't get it right quickly?
There are some older actors who do tend to lose their temper. But what you must remember is that the success of a film is based on cooperation. So I'd rather give a younger actor guidance than criticism. It's far better to feel tired after a day's filming because you've been helping someone than it is to feel exhausted because you've become frustrated.
Obviously, you haven't always been able to pick and choose your roles. How difficult was it for you when you were starting your career?
It might sound strange, but being English and male didn't help. Just like today, Hollywood set the standard, and male actors from England were mainly considered for more sensitive roles, not the all-action ones that have made many male American actors famous.
But in some of your early films, you played characters who spread fear, didn't you?
I was one of the first. An exception to the rule, if you like. Luckily, I was pretty successful.
Talking about success, what do you think makes a film successful?
It's always great to be acknowledged by your fellow actors, get awards, and see the film attracting huge audiences. But that's not everything. I think that if you can honestly say the whole cast and director work together to produce something special, something out of the ordinary, then box office success becomes secondary.
And of course, expressing emotion effectively helps make a film special. Has this become easier as you've got older?
Not really. I mean, when I've got to feel sad or cry in a film, all I have to do is recall a memory. It's the same one I've used for years. I can't tell you about it because it would stop me using it again. I nearly started then.
We've had some emails requesting me to ask you about your favourite role. Can you tell us?
I'm not sure I can answer that specific question. There have been scenes I have particularly enjoyed. Actually, I've thought about this several times, and I've reached the conclusion that my best acting moments have come when I've been playing opposite an actor I have had a chemistry with. You know, someone who inspires you and whom you inspire. In those cases, everything comes naturally. Unfortunately, they're rare, but when they happen, they're tremendously rewarding.
Would you say you've accomplished all your goals in acting?
I don't think I began my acting career with any specific goals, and I still don't have any. The excitement of becoming an actor, getting roles I wanted, and having the critics be kind to me on most occasions have been enough to satisfy me. I suppose I've approached acting with a one-step-at-a-time strategy, which for me has turned out to be the right one.
What about directing?
I've thought about it, but I've always felt that my place is in front of the camera, and that's the way it'll stay until I can't do it any longer.
Thank you very much for your time.
That is the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left.
That is the end of the listening test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.